Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank wants to know how you reward yourself, because they have cards that make every day more rewarding. Are you a points hoarder, cashback guru, low intro APR lover? With U.S. Bank, it's up to you, because they have the cards to fit your lifestyle. So earn more whether you're shopping at a gas station or grocery store, even while planning a staycation. Learn more at usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to the Revamped Fantasy Bites podcast. I'm your host, Sam Pascoe, and each episode we're going to take a look at the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. To find out more about any of the articles, player notes, or stats we mention, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free, no credit card required subscription. We first start with Jerry Donabian's Hidden Stat Line Week 5 Backfield Breakdown article. Jerry details each game's running back usage and production, as well as the Week 5 running back leaderboard. The top three backs in terms of snap share from Week 5 include Miles Sanders, Mike Davis, and Zeke Elliott. In terms of raw numbers of carries, Joe Mixon, Josh Jacobs, and Kareem Hunt lead the group. If you're looking for some pass-catching value in your running backs, take a look at Mike Davis, David Montgomery, and Joe Mixon as the top three targets from this past week. As for game-specific breakdowns, let's take a look at the Eagles-Steelers game as an example. On the Eagles' side, Miles Sanders had 85% of the snap share with 11 carries to go along with 4 targets. Behind him was Boston Scott with 12% snap share and 1 carry. Corey Clement played 3 snaps but didn't have any carries or targets. Sanders rumbled in for a 47-yard touchdown on his third carry of the game and added a 1-yard score in the second quarter. The Steelers otherwise shut him down, and the Eagles went pass-heavy in a game where they kept things competitive but never held a lead. He's averaging 15.5 carries and 5.8 targets per game this season, though. Also noteworthy is that Sanders is the only Philly running back with a carry inside the 10-yard line this season, converting 2 of his 7 chances for scores. For more breakdowns like this on every game from Week 5, head over to rotowire.com/pod and check out Jerry Donabian's Hidden Statline Week 5 Backfield Breakdown. As for NFL injuries, Chargers wide receiver Keenan Allen did not return to Monday's game against the Saints. Allen recorded 2 receptions for 29 yards and a touchdown before leaving the game with a back issue. While the severity of the injury is unknown at this time, it was bad enough to keep him sidelined for the remainder of the game. Elsewhere, Niners coach Kyle Shanahan expects Jimmy Garoppolo to participate in practice this week with the aim to start him on Sunday against the Rams. Jimmy G didn't play in the second half of Sunday's 43-17 loss to the Dolphins, as coach Shanahan told the Fox broadcast that he made the decision to protect the quarterback. Staying with the Niners, it looks like they'll be without their top cornerback in Richard Sherman. Shanahan said Monday that Sherman has endured, quote, some setbacks, end quote, and isn't expected to play Sunday. Moving into baseball, Game 2 of the NLDS takes place with Clayton Kershaw facing off against Ian Anderson. In 14 innings this postseason, Kershaw has allowed 3 runs and struck out 19. He is at 0.43 ERA against the Braves in the postseason. On the other side, Ian Anderson has burst onto the scene since his August 26th Major League debut. After posting a 1.95 ERA in 6 starts down the stretch, the 22-year-old has tossed 11 2/3 scoreless innings while striking out 17 in 2 postseason outings. Game 3 of the ALCS takes place in San Diego with Ryan Yarbrough of the Tampa Bay Rays taking on the Astros. Yarbrough will be making his first postseason start. His only appearance so far in this postseason came from the ALDS Game 4 against the Yankees. He went 5 innings, allowing 2 runs on 6 hits while striking out 1 in the 5-1 loss. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. You don't need to enter any sort of payment info, and there's no commitment of any kind required. Again, rotowire.com/pod.